Spotlight. I'm Carmela Sterling, and this is my favorite day because it's my favorite time spent with you. And today, oh my goodness, I couldn't wait until today. We thought yesterday was Thursday. We were so anxious. So I want to mention a couple of things to you. One, if you've signed up for the VIP audience, then you're already in the drawing. A drawing? Yes, we have lots of drawings and lots of giveaways. And I'll show you what that giveaway is in just a moment. If you haven't done that, go to CarmelaSterling.com and do so. Wanted to mention too, if you would do me a favor, and for our guests, let us know where you're watching from. And if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, or even after on the podcast for sure. Let me go right to this because I can't wait. Our sponsor is Perks. Ta-da! Yay, Perks! Next Level Nootropics drink. The clarity that comes from just this one glass is amazing. So that's one scoop in water, in a bottle or a cup or a glass. You can mix it in smoothies if you want. Clarity, focus, energy in a natural way. So thank you to Happy Co and Perks. Cheers. Mm-hmm. I love this stuff. And it's so beautiful as well. If you want to have double chances today, which is why I'm looking at my notes, because our producer is doing his own thing, which is wonderful. If you share today's show or the podcast, we will enter you in the drawing for a full tub of Perks by just doing that. Well, it's a very special day for so many reasons. Our guest today has a very famous last name, and with that come very high expectations, which he's not only met, but exceeded. You'll be inspired and maybe even break your own business after you hear his story and how he pours into so many of us and the excitement and the real success we've had with working with him. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm under the spotlight welcome to Taylor Worre. Good morning. Hey, Taylor.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing? I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Me too. Like a nervousness that I love, that's exciting. You just make us smile. You have really impacted our lives personally, in case people don't know. As a friend, he has done that. And I've learned so much from you already. So I know we have a lot of people joining us. Please let Taylor know where you're watching from. And if you have an aha moment along the way. We've had aha moments already this morning, haven't we, Taylor?
We've had them. We have them every time we talk. That's what I love about you and Peter is you guys just make my heart so full. And we always have such inspirational moments when we spend time.
Yeah. And I know you are concerned with 20 minutes. That's really packing a lot in. But what we really want to know is you and your heart and a little bit more about you. You grew up in a very entrepreneurial environment, right?
Yes.
And I think for a moment, all of us in network marketing, what our kids are really like. Are they all on board? How are we inspiring them? What was the impact on you growing up with an entrepreneurial spirit in your household?
For sure. It was very different. I think that a lot of people come from households where their parents were doctors or police officers or teachers or, you know, just kind of that job mentality, which again, nothing against it. I have a job right now, right? And so all that to say is I was just surrounded by, my dad was always around a lot. And that was just something that was really different is both of my parents were around a lot. My dad would travel a lot for work. But he was always home, like during the week and stuff like that. You would get home from school and he would be around. And so there was these really cool opportunities to share a lot more time that I saw my other friends not having as much.
So, but having that, you spent more time with dad. There's a picture of you and dad. I love this picture of you with the hat on and your dad, Mr. Eric Worre. I remember being at our conference for Happy Co. and he was standing just 2 feet from the table that I was sitting at. And he had on the shiniest shoes I've ever seen. And he was saying something about being the best that you possibly can be. And I thought, I want those shiny shoes. I want to be the best I can possibly be. You had an example in front of you of the very, very best. Your father is so well known for his, not only his success, but the success he brings to others. That impact had to be just extraordinary.
It was huge. And what I'll say is this is my, you know, my father's amazing. I don't, my mother does not get as much attention. And while they are not still together, I will say that both my mother and father were together throughout my entire adolescent life until I was out of high school and out of the house. But my mother's amazing. Both of them together have entrepreneurial spirits and really raised me to kind of be my own man. I think that I was raised As many of you know, my father was very successful at a very young age. And so I was surrounded by very successful entrepreneurs. But my parents always instilled a really hard work ethic in me, where we lived in a nice neighborhood, but I was the only one at 13, 14 that was working all summer long in our neighborhood. And so things like that, that they just said, look, not to be too cheeky at all, but my parents would always say, look, we're really wealthy. We're very rich. You and your siblings are poor. You're broke. You get what we give you. And so let's make sure that you understand we've worked really hard and we want to give you the same mentality, not all of the things. And so that was really important.
But did you have a plan in your head? Like, when I grow up, I want to be. Did you have that? Was it, you know, some of us grew up and want to be in our parents' business. Some of us want to run from it. Where were you in that thought?
I had a lot of things that I wanted to be. Early on, I had a lot of different passions and pursuits. My parents would push us into whatever passion we might have at that time. And I think they would push us heavily into it until it wasn't a passion anymore. And then when it wasn't, they would encourage us to go find our next passion, understanding that children are very seasonal. They're cyclical. They're going to go through something and they might get tired of it and they might want to go find something new. And so they weren't ever mad that if we did baseball for a year, if we wanted to go try a new sport the next year, that it was, oh, well, we went and got all the gear for baseball. It was like, okay, let's go try something new. Right. And that was something that we were offered as a benefit to us, but it was really great. So I got really into golf early on. And I thought that I was going to be a professional golfer for a season. And then towards the end of high school, it was teaching, got really into teaching, thought I wanted to be a teacher. And then obviously, as I turned 18 and saw my father get back into the space of network marketing that he had been out for a little bit from, right at the same time, I turned 18 years old. And literally 8 days after I turned 18, I joined the space of network marketing and found that was where I was meant to be.
You know, for so many of us, we would say, if I could go back to being 18, I would stay in this space, right? So you got in, not only did you build, you stayed in the field, you know what the field is like, and now you're in a corporate position, which you have been throughout. Can you give us some inspiration or tips or wisdom on people in network marketing, how to stay in that space and stay where you are and grow, or stay in the space and not check out? Know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that there's a lot of phrases that we use a lot that are really kind of cliche, kitschy phrases, right? But one of my favorite phrases that I would say all the time, and people hear me say to this day, is we need to marry the process and we need to divorce the result. So many people get involved in this business with the result in mind that they're looking to achieve. And what I've seen of the most successful people here is in the space of entrepreneurialism as a whole, not just network marketing, but as a whole, whether it's real estate or franchise or whatever you're doing, it's those that marry the process, that fall in love with the process. We have a phrase here that we talk a lot about of staying out of manager mode, staying in producer mode as long as possible, because one thing that a lot of people tend to do is once you get a few people underneath you building, is you want to go coach them. You want to go help them. You want to go. And the one thing we want to remind people the most is you help your people by staying in producer mode as long as possible.
Helping more people help more people.
Yes.
Okay. How do you measure success personally, if you don't mind that question? It can be anything, right?
Yeah. For me, it's totally... Success has nothing to do with money for me. I've been raised in a space where I've seen more money than people could ever fathom in their lives. I've seen insane, insane amounts of money. And what I'll say is this, is there is, that doesn't drive me really at all. What success means for me is really driven down to my children. My amazing girlfriend and me have 7 children between the two of us. And we are blessed with an amazing blended family. And seeing those children, one of which who's in college now is crushing her freshman year at in college, and the others who are just doing amazing thing. My son Ethan, who's crushing his first year in soccer this year, and Brooke, who's doing amazing starting golf this year. And I could go kid by kid by kid. And we have our little Benjamin, who is not in that first picture here, but and Penelope, our 2 newest additions, who are just growing by leaps and bounds. But watching them progress throughout life is my biggest measure of success, is watching them and I think anyone that is a parent could say this, you know, is when you see them make a good decision, you know, mm-hmm. it's like when you see them have the opportunity to do something that most children would do or otherwise would do, and you see them make the right decision, inherently, I feel like that is my biggest measure of success. I feel like inherently that is a moment where I feel like I've done something right. Because at the end of the day, I think that people, I want to believe that I'm making a big impact within the company that we serve here at the Happy Go, and all of the people that I have served throughout my life in this space. But what I know is that when I'm no longer here, some of those impacts, they might stay with people. What I know is with these children, that is where my legacy will continue. That is where that will continue. And my hope is that the legacy that I provide is one of love and happiness and inclusion. And that's my definition of success.
I love that because it shows up on you, the love of family, the love of people, the love of for our success. You've always been steeped in that for as long as I've known you. You've had impact from other people in your life, like you mentioned when you and I and Peter were talking pre-show mm-hmm. about Jim Rohn,
yeah.
like carrying you around on his shoulders. Okay, talk a little bit about those people, because I say those people, those iconic, successful, motivating people who are still in our lives today via books and memories and videos and gosh, in the old days, tapes and things like that.
Yeah,
they blazed the trail. Yeah.
They did. And I mean, you talk about people like Jim Rohn and Les Brown. And my father owned a television network throughout the 90s that was a personal development programming television network. And it was called TPN, the People's Network. And it ran for about 5 or 6 years as an amazing company. But on that network was just 24 hours a day, commercial free, positive programming. And so I got every day after school, I would be dropped off at the studio. And so that's where I would go and I would hang out. And so I would be sitting there on the couch and running around, and there'd be Brian Tracy or Zig Ziglar or Harvey McKay or Les Brown or Jim Rohn or you name it. And they were coming through, and I was blessed to be surrounded by them and to be able to hang out and not really know too much, I guess, as a child, you know, you're just a sponge at that time. But I firmly believe that a lot of my vocabulary, a lot of my communication skills came so much from being, but it's give and take, right? Because there was a lot of my childhood, in all honesty, that I resented. I was, for a long time, I didn't like, because I didn't have a lot of friends. I didn't have the normal childhood experience where I hung out with a bunch of kids and did stuff like that. I was in kind of a business atmosphere for a lot of my childhood, where I was kind of, they always said you're an old soul, right? You're an old soul. And so that was kind of one of those things for me. But later in life, I think all blessings, right?
But now that you realize that at this age, you realize all those men who blazed a trail, including your father, had impact on you almost, you know, by just being around them. Does that have anything to do with your belief, which you actually shared with us and I've learned a big lesson from, surrounding yourself with, you know, people, but five people that will have impact on you, five people that you have chosen that will have so much impact on you that you may change your mind about something because they've opened your eyes to it. Only a few people.
Yeah, this was something I did a big deep dive. This is something I kind of came to on my own. Honestly, I was thinking about it so much, and it was during a conversation where one of the news reports, someone was talking about Bill Gates or someone who was buying up all this real estate in the United States. Someone was buying up a bunch of real estate. And I started thinking about real estate in a different sense. I started thinking about your mental real estate. I started thinking about in your head. And like, who are you selling your real estate to? Who gets your real estate? Who gets that property? Who gets that space? And I started to realize in my life that I was giving that space to anyone that wanted to take it. It was free to them. All they had to do was come up and say something hurtful, something that I disagreed with, something, and it would wreck me. It would stick in my brain. It would take a piece of, it would own a space in my brain. And so finally I got to the place where I said, look, I need to take control and I need to regulate who I am allowing to own mental real estate within my brain. Mm-hmm. And that is what I tell people, it's the most valuable property you'll ever own is your mental real estate. And so be very, very cautious about who you give it out to. And so I said, look, there's, and if you really think about it, every one of you that's watching this or listening to this, you have about five people in your life that you would really, if you really had to boil down to the people you go to for serious advice, the people that you really trust, like with your children's life, there's about five people in your world that you could say, those are the people that I want to give my mental real estate to. Outside of that, you know, everyone else, it's water off a duck's back. You say something that I disagree with, God bless you. Moving on.
Wow, that's powerful. Talk about protecting your mental space. That's now a tip and a tool on it's how huge. To get there, right? Because yeah. you don't know, well, I have all these friends and they're saying all these things. That's not, what's cool about what's happening today on this show is with Taylor, this is a big scope, big picture, right? He's had this great influence. He still had his, you know, free will to go where he wanted to go. He chose this path. He worked in the field. He's now corporate and has been for a while. He now gives back to other people by helping them have success. That's incredible. I mean, how many people do you meet that have had the influence he has had? And that's what we're after today under the spotlight is all of those rich wealth of experience that most of us don't actually have. Hey, will you author a book someday? Is that on your to-do list this
week? Yeah, I've got it. I mean, it's, you know, the I can give you the premise real quick. It's going to take a long time to write, but the title of the book will be called The Day After You Die, A Guide to Living Your Best Life. And the whole premise of the book is really focused on why is it that we find ourselves saying the nicest things and recalling the most amazing memories about the people that we love most on this planet the day after they're no longer with us. Why is it that we wait until they are no longer here to go and recall all of the most amazing memories and all of the most amazing things that they did and all of their most amazing attributes? Gosh, so-and-so is so incredible. They were so incredible. Oh, do you remember when they did that? Oh, gosh, they were always so kind. They were always so loving. So the book is going to be focused on why we don't take a serious consideration of why we're not doing that every single day. Some exercises that I did where I took every single member of my family and I called them every month for a calendar year. Over 100 people I called every month with the intention of just telling them how much I love them, how much they matter to me, with no intention of, hey, I need this, or hey, could you come help me watch the kids, or just wanted to call and tell you that I love you.
What was the response?
I was dying.
They thought you were dying. I'm so sorry. I'm laughing.
But think about it. Think about if you called everyone in your life this month and just called them strictly and said, I just want to call and tell you how much I love you, how much you matter to me.
If I called someone I haven't called in a long time, they'd be like, what's going on? What
exactly.
happened?
That's exactly. And so that was a big shocker to me. And so I just, that's going to be my whole story when I get to it, when I have the time to sit down and write it, is all focused on how to live your best life now and to love on those that you love most while they're here.
That would be amazing. Are you a book reader? And
yes.
Do you have any suggestions?
Yes, all the
for
time.
Us
I'm a big book listener with his seven kids. I'm a big book listener on Audible. I don't get a ton of time to read. I love to read. My family are all readers. My grandpa to my dad, my grandfather to this day reads a book a day. He reads one book every single day. He reads all the time. He's always reading. He's unbelievable. My father reads all the time. He instilled that in me. My favorite books right now, I'm reading Ryan Holiday's what is it? It's The Daily Stoic, I believe. Or no, it's what is it?
What's his name?
Ryan Holiday is his name. Lives of the Stoics. Lives of the Stoics is his new book, and it's amazing. It goes through all of the different Stoics from Epictetus to Marcus Aurelius to Seneca to Cato to Cicero to all of them. Posidonius. And it just talks about their lives and their challenges. Each one of them. One was the connector and the genius and the vicious and the traveler and the iron man, the iron woman, the kingmaker, the different, the striver. And it's just, it's a beautiful book. I'm also equally into podcasts. And so,
into podcasts. Yes, I know. It's already 20 minutes. We're just going to stretch a second here. Podcasts, how do you choose what to listen to? Like, how do you refuel and what inspires you? How do you pick those podcasts? And do you have a favorite?
I ask, I'm always asking people what they're listening to. Anytime I talk to someone of inspiration, someone I love, someone I'm you know, having a fun conversation with, is what are you listening to? And so I've stumbled across a gentleman by the name of Alex Hormozi, Hormozi. He has a podcast called The Game, and it is straight value. The guy is unbelievable. It's amazing. I mean, yes, I go to, you know, Joe Rogan for entertainment and stuff like that. And,
right,
you know, Two Bears, One Cave for some hilarious, you know, raunchy comedy, if you're ever looking for some raunchy comedy kind of stuff. But every once in a while, Alex is my guy. He's the guy I usually go to bed listening to because it's just straight wisdom.
We see that you keep fueling up, you keep the inspiration going. When you hear something like that, do you try and apply it? Do you move more kinetically? Like, oh, I haven't heard that before. That's something I want to apply. Do you kind of, is it palpable for you like that? Or is it just kind of loose and let it flow through your brain?
It depends. I mean, there's sometimes that there's definitely times where I take things down where I'm taking notes and it's like, okay, that was applicable. I need to go put that into practice. For instance, a piece of my new best piece of parental advice that I just came across that it wrecked me a couple weeks ago. It wrecked me when I got this advice and has completely changed my perspective when it comes to especially my younger children. But the piece of advice was this, and I would recommend this to every single parent out there. Anytime that you find yourself being frustrated with your children, especially those of you with younger children out there, anytime you find yourself being frustrated, take a moment and imagine yourself at 80 years old. And imagine that you've been given a time machine. And that time machine can only bring you back to this very moment right now. And this is the moment that you get to show those children love one more time.
Oh my gosh. Game changer.
It wrecked me. For me, I was like, every moment I stop now, whenever, and children are frustrating. They test your boundaries. They push you every single day. It's what they do. But I'll tell you what, when you take a moment like that, when you especially, you're tired, you're worked up, you're at your wit's end, you're really, really broken down, to be able to stop for a minute and just go, man, imagine if I was able to come back and get this moment one more time.
And this, right to your point of legacy from your childhood and the impact your father and all those men have had on you, those legacy men, you're now doing that, not only by what you speak of business, but being a father. That is a legacy. That's powerful and mind-changing. We've come to a close already. I'm going to ask you in advance. I would love some more talk time with you. Maybe we do a little podcast chit chat for an hour or so. If you're up for it anytime soon, that'd be nice.
I would love it. I would love it. I would love it. This has been so much fun. And I just think the world of you and Peter and PJ and the rest of your amazing children. I mean, your family is just, I got to come spend some time with you in your house. And it was just incredible.
That was so fun.
Would love and to do it again. Yes,
we got the inaugural.
I got hugs and kisses from PJ. I became one of the family, and I would love to come back and do this again. I would love to do a more in-depth, deeper dive with you anytime, sister. And
thank you
again for having me here with you. It's been such a joy.
You're very welcome. Everyone, just Taylor's going off camera, but he'll still be here because we want to chat afterwards. I want to thank you, Taylor, for your time, for your gift of love and support. And for all of us watching right now or listening to the podcast, thank you, Taylor Worry, for joining us today under the spotlight. So that kind of energy is infectious. And if you're feeling it, maybe you're ready to say, I want more. I want that kind of community. I want to be surrounded by that kind of impressionable man with his energy and his heart and all of that. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, well, okay, I want to be surrounded by not only that, but the community. What is Happy Co community? What is the powerful product like? All of that. Connect with us. Put it in the comments. The piece I'd really like to ask you to do me a big favor today in the comments, which part of what he talked about, because my goodness, we talked about a lot of different not only topics, but feelings, things that could change, like the comment he made about being a father and going back in time, that thinking about that for your children? Or was it more of, you know, his business sense and how he measures success? Put it in the comments. I'm sure Taylor would enjoy it. I want to thank you all for being here. And we're going to have our giveaway, and we're going to be giving away some of this delicious, magnificent, it's like great mind control, energy, focus, lots of energy and focus and clarity. And I'm certainly glad I had perks today, and you can too. Just put it in the comments. We'll connect with you, CarmelaSterling.com, to connect with our guests. The podcast will go up shortly. Anything else there, Peter? Oh, from our producer special, if you put happy to, H-A-P-P-Y-T-O-O, in the comments, you get a double drawing, right? We're doing two drawings? Double the chances. Oh,
share it.
If you share Taylor's visit today, we will make sure that you are in the drawing twice or three times if you share it more than once. We're just going to go crazy here. Why? Because we have loved this opportunity today to hear from someone who is in his youth creating the path of his own legacy, Taylor Worry. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in here under the spotlight. See you next time.